Jared Ferrer was a two-time All-America wrestler at the University of Oklahoma, the Sooners, and he finished national runner-up at 149 at the 2002 NCAAs. He wore red, white, and blue at the 2012 London Olympics and made the round of 16 that summer at the Games. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online for all the info you need to give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Today, Jared Ferrer is the associate head coach at Virginia Tech, a program that finished top 10 when the season was shut down because of COVID-19 and the NCAA National Championships were canceled. He joins me again from Virginia today on Sports and Commentary. I was looking back, Jared, at pictures of you from 2012, the Summer Olympics, and man, you were a bad-looking dude 8 years ago.
those were good old days. It took me a while, and man, that was one of my biggest things was being able to keep my faith, having that faith as kind of my rock, because I went through some hard times, a lot of second places, a lot of third places, and in 2012 it just all came together, and in Iowa City and Big Ten country, I was able to pull it out and make that team finally at the age of 33.
Yeah, beat Brett Metcalf to make Team USA. He was a hometown favorite, Iowa Hawkeyes wrestler, so it was huge for you, and you made Team USA that year. So, Virginia Tech, one of the top teams in the country, top 10, and certainly a top 5 recruiting class that you put together for next year. Big Ten, Jared, and you coached at Wisconsin for a short time. Big Ten has long been considered the best wrestling conference in the country. They had 4 top 10 teams this year. But your ACC also had 4 in the final poll. So if the ACC is not equal with the Big Ten, you're running a close second now, aren't you?
No doubt. Can't take anything away from the Big Ten. I was fortunate enough to coach in Madison for 2 years and 1 year at Iowa. And there's nothing like a Big Ten conference slate to finish up your year and then go into the Big Ten tournament, which is bar none the toughest conference tournament around the country. And the ACC has, we do have some great teams. And, unfortunately, we only have 6 teams, but those 5 of those 6 are pretty stellar. And it's great to see. Great to see. Hopefully at some point we can add some teams to the conference, but as of right now, it's right up there when you're comparing, apples to oranges. It's we're holding our own, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. 41-year-old Jared Ferrer, the associate head coach with the Virginia Tech wrestling team, on the show with me today. And of course, coach, this is a time of fear and anxiety in our country. How does your faith in Jesus provide an anchor for you, an anchor of peace and hope, while we are seeing the statistics for the coronavirus here in this country?
I do a little Bible study with actually a couple of the kids on the team, dad, and that was, I guess, Friday morning. One of the dads sent out a Bible verse. It was Proverbs 16:9. That the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. So just looking back at that, I guess, the process of communicating that the tournament was going to be over, and the times that we're in right now, especially these next 2 months, really. You have all these materialistic, or you have these plans set that you know that this is what you're supposed to be doing, but at any time the Lord can say, hey, let's pause, stop. There's something bigger than you going on right now, and that's what I, in my wrestling career, in my growth as a boy to a man, just being able to put things in perspective. There's so much going on in life where you can just stop and talk to the Lord, have something bigger than you and what's going on. It's going to make you a better man, a better father, better husband, to where these times where the world's in despair, we can step back and lead the family and lead our lives and go back to what truly matters.
Yes, yeah, giving us some perspective here and getting into God's Word. I think a lot of us now are more interested in studying the Bible, memorizing the Bible. That's where we get the peace and victory over worry and anxiousness and fear. All right, Jared Frayer, thank you for coming back today. I appreciate it very much. He's the VaTech Assistant Head Coach, Associate Head Coach of the wrestling team there. Appreciate it very much. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you.